Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer. Currently, at this moment, I'm down in Florida. Heather is off doing a drum ceremony. What are those things where they all go in the tent and they chant and things? She's being the drummer and the water and the fire keeper. Sweat lodge. She's doing a sweat lodge. So it's me, and hopefully Mark will join us in a minute or so, but I'm down here in Florida at Boca Ciega Bay looking at a beautiful, clear night. It was very cloudy earlier, but now it's kind of bright and sunny, and hopefully go out and look at some stars. So what we do here on Access Astrology is we talk about the week ahead and what's going to happen and how we work with that energy. It's pretty intense, frankly, this week, because Mars is going to be rolling into an opposition to Saturn, and he's also going to come to square Uranus, and so that kind of kicks up a big storm of energy, and he's going to do it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, when the moon is in Aries, and of course, because the sun is in Cancer, it's going to feel like the sun and the moon are both in Aries, and speaking of that, my favorite Aries just joined us. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. I'm down here in Florida. Where are you?
Florida. I'm in New York.
Cool.
Enjoying the warm weather.
Yep, we got it warm down here too. I think you guys are actually hotter than we are. You were like 92 today, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Something warm. Yeah.
In
the 80s. Yeah, we're 80s-ish down here. 91, I think, was the high, but, you know, it's got a nice breeze, so it doesn't feel quite so oppressive. But, yeah, and I mentioned that Heather's off in a sweat lodge doing the fire and the drumming, and she's holding the fort for the sweat lodge. So, and then this week, of course, we have Mercury going direct, coming back for his third pass to square Neptune, and we have the Mars opposite Saturn squaring Uranus, kicking up stuff, and Mars is also in fire, so he's kind of passionate. So what are you anticipating we'll have as excitement in the week ahead?
A lot of stop and start.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, the people have an urge to do something, and they get started on it, and then they stop, and then they start again.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's that Mars in that, you know, in the opposition and square.
Mm-hmm. So it comes to a breaking halt and then goes, all right, now I'm going to take a change and go another direction, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little bit zigzag, stop and go.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely makes us feel kind of like we're not in control because we're not.
We're not, exactly.
We're not.
There are bigger forces at play.
Yes. Yes, yes, yeah. And Mercury coming back through the 7th, he's got to go to the 7th to clear his shadow, but he's coming back through and setting off the eclipse points one more time, telling us more secrets. It's like he's been revealing all sorts of stuff lately. One more pass, he squares the Neptune. So when you've been talking to folks, what have you been hearing from them? I've been hearing a lot of people saying they're having trouble sleeping, or they're sleeping a lot. They're just, like, really exhausted and kind of, like, need extra nap. What have you been running into?
I've been running into more of the exhausted form of that.
Mm-hmm.
People just saying, oh, I could sleep all day.
Yeah. And that actually is not a bad idea. Because if you can pull it off, you know. If you can pull it off and you can sleep all day, that's not a bad idea because there is so much intense energy. Yeah, go ahead. Take call-ins.
It'll pass. It's not permanent.
Right. But there is a tiredness that's out there that's just kind of, or just a sense that, I'm running out of fuel or running out of energy. Also, that's the Mars-Saturn opposition too, I think, a lot of times. People just feel like they've been trudging and they're done. They're done trudging. They just can't do it anymore. So
can't work for the boss anymore.
Can't can't work for the boss anymore. Yeah. Yeah, I've had a lot of people quitting or talking about quitting. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend, because this Friday Mars comes in, you know, and goes opposite Saturn. I'm take this job and shove it. I got to leave. And then Uranus, freedom, freedom. I'm free.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it'll be an interesting weekend.
If you are a boss, don't be bossy.
Don't be bossy, right, if you're a boss. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Try to give people some loose leash.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because if you tighten it up, they're going to bite you.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they just walk out.
Yeah, it's a good door slamming kind of energy.
Yeah, that's true.
I always think of Mars and Leo as they slam the door as they go out the door, because a great exit is almost as good as a good entrance. You know.
Right.
I had a friend Jeff who would always say to me, when you walk into a bar, and if they don't stop and turn around and look at you, go home, put on another outfit, and try again. You got to make an entrance. I'm like, really? And of course, he was a Leo, right? And I'm like, okay, Jeff. But the great exit is also fun, too, where you just go, okay, I'm not taking this anymore, and you walk out the door and you slam it. That's kind of fun also. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm. Have you ever slammed a door and left?
I'm sure I have. Not lately, though.
Okay. Yeah.
I certainly did it as a kid with the family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. When you were a little guy,
it's a good place to practice, you know.
Yeah, a little door
jump
slamming.
Jump up on the table and slam the door on your way out.
Slam the door on your way out, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty passionate. You know, it's pretty passionate energy up there. And Venus, of course, she's an early Leo, so she's having a lot of fun. Kind of trying new stuff on and feeling feisty and wanting to be pretty and look good, get her hair done. There's a lot of positive Venus and Leo energy, which is helpful. Also creative. You know, I find when Venus goes into Leo after she's spent a month or so in Cancer, she kind of finds her footing and feels like, oh, okay, now I know what I'm doing. Right? I know what I want to
mm-hmm.
create. Those two guys are both really active. And, of course, you know, we watch the Cancer Sun the same way we watched the Venus and the Mars when they were in Cancer every 2.5 days when the moon changed signs. They would change the mood. Well, now with Cancer, this week it's Pisces today. Well, it's Aquarius right now, but it's Pisces. And then the Aries moon, and then it goes into Taurus on the weekend. So the Pisces moon's kind of dreamy, drifty. And the Aries moon, of course, is the door slammer. And then the Taurus moon is, oh, okay, now that the door has been slammed and it's kind of quiet in here, you know, we have a whole different way of working with things. So it's an interesting week. Choices, yeah. Have you seen much in terms of the Uranus-Saturn square, how people are using that? Because Mars is really triggering it. You know, it had the setup in June on the 14th when the second square happened. But now as Mars comes along and activates it, what have you been noticing in terms of people in your life?
That's again, there's a feeling, oh, there's not room for me here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are not hearing what I'm really saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it triggers a kind of rebelliousness.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
If you can't hear me, then what am I doing here?
Right. Why am I even trying to talk to you if you're not listening?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. Oh, it's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought of that.
It pushes people toward independence.
Yes, yes. Because you're not listening to me, let me go find somebody who will.
Right.
Or you're not hearing, you don't seem to want to hear me, so let me go find somewhere I can express myself and shine in a slightly better way or a different way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Also, the energy with the moon, it's kind of forming a semi-square to both Saturn and to Uranus in between, because it's between them at 45 degrees. Those two guys are in a square. So I always think of the moon in Pisces having one, right? you know, it tends to make people more sensitive, but it also brings up kind of abandonment issues where people, maybe that's part of the not being heard too, where people are really feeling kind of alone or a little bit bereft, abandoned on some level, you know. So it's, you know, that I've been running into too, you know, like I'm alone in the world and how do I connect with people? Or are people wanting to, maybe people aren't connecting with me. You know, I've been reaching out and people aren't calling me back kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that's also kind of an emotional, maybe a little bit of emotional abandonment, you know, abandonment issues are up or inner child stuff, you know, where you're, you know, your little kid's going, nobody's listening to me. It's like, oh, are you okay? No, I'm not.
Those long ago needs.
Yeah, long ago needs. Long ago needs. So when you run into those, what do you tell people to do? How do you encourage them to satisfy those needs?
Look to someone else. you're probably not going to get it from them.
The one you're looking for. If you can't be with the one you want, love the one you're with. Is that what you're doing? Kind of a reverse of that. If you're not getting it from the one you're with, go look for somebody else. I like that. That works. Works for me. Cool. So, any other guidance on how to use the week's energy that you've been noticing that would people have been finding helpful or you've been finding helpful? I know in my case, I've been doing it. I'm in Florida, so I've been doing as much as I can a tech-free week, you know, where I just scooch in and do a little bit and then hang up. You know, I'm trying to not be connected to the world today or tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, today I'm here because, you know, it's our show. But, like, all day long I didn't really do any emails and, you know, just kind of hung out reading and being a little couch potato. So.
Yeah. Letting your Pisces moon run the ship.
I know. Makes my Pisces moon happy. It's like, yes, we like being a couch potato. So, yeah. But working with those abandonment things or those themes of being an orphan. Maybe. Yeah. Got an orphan quality to it. So.
Yeah, and we can all relate in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have the third pass of the reveal. So when you were, you know, have you been paying attention to the news at all with the Miami building collapse? What do you think that's structurally from?
Well, that can be the Saturn-Uranus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Saturn is the structure and solidness, and Uranus is about breaking it up. And this is one way it can end. It's like an earthquake.
Yeah. And the resonance, I mean, how focused people are on it. You know, a lot of times that kind of thing doesn't stay focused. But it's been very focused for quite a bit now because it happened last week. But, you know, the structure collapsing and changing. At the foundation, you know, it's like foundationally we're really being asked on a, you know, on a symbolic level. When we watch that, we're being asked to look at our structures and say, you know, where are they stable? Where are they not stable? Where do they support us? Where don't they support us? And once we have that clarity, how do we want to change the structure so it helps us get to a new place, you know? So hopefully not in the middle of the night when we're sleeping, but, you know, also an understanding
I think that's what really grabbed a lot of people was all you had to be doing was sleeping, and this happened.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that kind of, you know, you wake up in the middle of your building falling apart, right? It's worse than
a earthquake. Yeah, it seems like a low-risk activity.
That's true, right? Yeah, I'm just in bed, and the world fell apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
and I think
we can
all relate to that, because we all go to sleep.
And we all trust enough to go to sleep in a bed where we're going to feel safe and protected, right? So the energy of safe and protected as part of it, I think, is a good point. I hadn't thought of it that way. But, yeah. What do we do with it when it's just kind of falls apart, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of scary. But it also reminds us how fragile life is, too. I think that's the other part. Where things can change in an instant. So.
Yeah, and it sets people to thinking, what could I be looking at to avert this sort of thing, you know, in my life?
Right.
And because it's really mysterious. It's not like there was something that people missed on a day-by-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was obviously something leading to this, but it wasn't clear that on this particular day you should be able to notice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that age-old question of why did it happen at the time that it did?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have an answer for that. So that leads people to again look at the fragility of life and the unpredictability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And an awareness that, you know, there are things that are kind of out of our control on a big level.
Yeah, because there's a sister tower to the one that collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you know which one you should buy in, you know?
Right.
You're going to buy a condo. It's like, well, should I take this tower or that tower?
Which is the right, where shall I make my nest? Well, I had a couple people that knew I was on vacation on Florida, and they wrote, is it your condo? I'm like, no.
No.
Different coast, mid-state. You know, one of them was from Ireland, so, but I was kind of like, no, St. Pete's on the west coast, not the east coast. But yeah, you know, it was interesting that, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. You know why? Well, that condo that collapsed. No, not mine.
Yeah, not mine.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. And I haven't heard any cracking, so although I may go to sleep a little more uneasily tonight. I think I'm going to sleep on the deck, Mark, because then if it starts to go, I can jump off into the pool, right? You know? But,
you might be able to. Hard to know.
I know. Waking up out of a sound sleep kind of scary.
Well, there'll be a lot more building inspections for a while now.
Yes, totally. Well, especially because they did have, you know, I mean, I remember when we had the Gloria Estefan, I always think of it as her hurricane. It wasn't, but there was that big hurricane in Miami, and she wrote the song kind of to help everybody get up on your feet, you know, change your life.
Oh, yeah.
But they really changed all the building codes after that because they hadn't been so enforced. So this building's probably built right before that hurricane, you know. So, but it wasn't that. I mean, I was old enough. It wasn't 40 years ago, you know. It was less than 40, and this is a 40-year-old building. Because all the building codes up because of the hurricane. You know, I mean, obviously the changing, because they had that really big storm in Miami that wiped out a lot of places. So, with the storm as well. So, at any rate, you want to take some callers? We got about 10 minutes left. Okay, so we don't have anybody raising their hand. If you press 1, you'll raise your hand and we can call on you. If you want to, there we go. Somebody raised their hand. Hi, 347-927. You're on the air. How can we help? What's your question?
Hello. My birth date is February 10th, 1966, 7:05 a.m., Atlanta, Georgia.
Wait a minute. February 10th?
Is that 1966?
66.
Time?
7:05 a.m. Atlanta.
Okay. And give me your birthday one more time. My little computer is going slow today.
February 10, 1966.
February 10, 1966. Okay, February 10, 1966, 7:05 a.m. Atlanta. And what is your question for us?
Well, my question is, I'm like a lot of people looking to move. And
yeah.
I'm just having trouble with the timing. I'm having trouble with instituting a lot of the changes that I know are coming and that I need to make, but the moving is the big one.
Yeah.
You know, I specifically have to negotiate to get out of the place I am now and also find a place and buy it. So I'm just looking at maybe timing help.
January. You're a fixed angle. You're a fixed sun.
Yes.
So the mutable planets are feeling like they have to do something. Your Mars and your Saturn, but your ascendant and your sun are 21, 12, and 21, and your midheaven's 29, Scorpio. So it may not really be till January, just like getting everything all together. So when I look at the, when we have a change where it's like 1, 2, 3, like we're, you know, we're kind of making the big changes in our lives. The cardinal people went in February. The mutable people are going now, and the fixed people go in the fall, in the December 24th. So getting it set up, you know, you've got good aspects for that because you have a Mars-Saturn conjunction, and Mars-Saturn are currently having an argument in the heavens, and the square was right on your ascendant that said, it was at 13 saying, I have to go. And Uranus is in your third house of the neighborhood, so I have to change my neighborhood. But Saturn's going to go backwards until September, and then he goes forward again, and he squares Uranus and Saturn at 11 in December, and that's right on your ascendant. So I wouldn't be impatient with yourself, like I'm not going fast enough. You know with your chart you always have to do everything twice, and you are going to have a nodal return this fall in your fourth house of home and your 10th house of where am I headed. So you've got stuff that says you're moving, but don't be frustrated if you're finding it's not going as fast because the energy is kind of like it's just not speeding along for you. But the ideas are there, and figuring out where you're going and making the plan and all that's really supported. But don't be surprised if you're not out of there by the end of the year, but you kind of get it set up, or you're not finalized with your stuff by the end, until the end of the year. Does that make sense to you in terms of how things are working?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I definitely feel like it's not getting together fast enough, but okay.
Yeah, it's not. Your Venus wants it to roll, and the rest of the planets are going, your Venus and your Moon want it to roll, and the rest of the planets are going, so, like, what do you think, roll? I don't think so. I think we want you to kind of work it out a little more, right? So right now everybody's backwards. So they're kind of taking you back on a memory trip and saying, well, let's be really clear what you're looking for as mm-hmm. we get ready to go. Plus your progressed moon, like 6 months ago you had a new moon, progressed lunar moon. So that was really like, okay, now I have to make a choice. But now you're figuring out what that is. And the moon in 7 months, your progressed moon will come to square your ascendant, which often indicates, okay, now I'm ready to really uproot my life and go. But you've got good aspects totally to move. It's just don't be impatient if it doesn't go as fast. Mark, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing a computer screen that doesn't show anything. I had it set up, and I think mm-hmm. the computer's overheated. It shut down, so I'm restarting it now.
Okay, so she's got Aquarius rising 12, Aquarius. And then her sun is 21 Aquarius, and her midheaven is 29 Scorpio. And she has a Libra moon at 28 and a Venus at 28. So those guys are both. And then, of course, she's a 66 model, so she has the Uranus-Pluto conjunction opposite
right.
Saturn. Yeah, so the Saturn-Uranus is going to definitely get it done because you have the opposition in your chart that says,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm having a natal excitation, I got to change stuff. But you got three passes, February now and then December.
December, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just takes a lot of pressure off of you. And then if it happens before then, you're like, great. But if it doesn't happen to then, you're not thinking you're doing anything wrong. But you are definitely moving. That's for sure. So the nodal return, have you moved every 19 years? Did you move in 2002 and in 83?
I moved in 83. 2002, I didn't. In 2000, I moved temporarily.
Okay. Did you change careers in 2002?
Yes.
Okay. So home and career are the same axis. So you moved in one of them and you changed your career in the other, and then you've got that again this year. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. This has really been helpful.
I just got the chart back.
Yay, Mark got the chart back.
I would say definitely watch for that nodal return.
Yeah.
And what is the nodal return? When is that?
That's why I asked every 19 years. So when the node returns to where it was when you were born, which is going to be in December, you know, you have an activation of your chart. So, you had that 19 years ago, and then that was the 2002, and that's the 83 question. And then the one you were born on, right? So you're now.
It has to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mark. Yeah.
It has to do with your direction in life and often brings in new opportunities. So it's kind of, you get the idea that now is the time to change. And that comes up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I have one more time to get it together.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah.
Because Venus rules your fourth house of home and hearth, and she just changed signs out of Aquarius into her exaltation in Pisces. She's saying, hey, this is a huge new chapter, not just a little one. It's a really big one. So that may also be why it's taken a little longer than you would like, you know, because it's not going quite so fast.
At your core, you're an optimist, so just rely on optimism. You know, if things start looking worrisome, don't worry. Just know that things will work out.
All right. I'm going to call him my inner optimist.
exactly.
Well, she's in there. She's whispering very softly over on the left-hand side of your chart. You know, she's like, it'll be okay. Right. So, do you have a dream of where you want to go? Because you're also having Venus square your nodes, because that's usually like some big progress Venus squaring your nodes. That's usually following some big dream. Is there some big dream that's calling your heart?
Yeah, there is in terms of career and in terms of moving. I'm moving within the same city, but definitely in terms of career.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of times career and home moves go together. It's kind of an interesting phenomena. People move their home and then they get a new career. People move their career and then they get a new home because it's the 4th, 10th house axis. And that's where your nodal return is happening in 4 and 10. So it really kind of harkens a whole new big chapter for you.
Okay. Okay.
Look positive. Look
thank you
fun.
So much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Inner optimism.
Thanks for calling.
Thank inner you. Optimism.
Have a good night.
Mark always spots the inner optimist. All right.
Well, she's got that grand trine with Jupiter and the moon and the sun.
I know. Like, she is optimistic.
Yeah.
All right. So the British lady is telling us we're at our conclusion. Heather is off attending a sweat lodge with her partner and other people. She's doing the fire and the water and smells. I think the heartbeat drum. And she's not in there sweating. So if anybody's worried about her sweating too much, she's good. And I'm here in Florida, going to head back home in a couple of days. And you're up in New York, right?
Up in New York, yeah, keeping things warm.
Keeping New York warm. And anything you want to say to our listeners before we roll?
Well, expect a bumpy week, but not terrible.
Yeah.
Go with the bumps.
It's like one of those roller coasters where your head goes up and your body goes down and your body goes up and your head goes down. And that's how it's supposed to feel, and that's okay. You know, it's like, but when we get to the weekend, it calms down. We get to Sunday, it calms down. So don't anticipate. And, of course, it's a holiday weekend this week. So that's also, too. So we won't be on next Monday because Mark will be traveling somewhere with his beloved because he always goes on the trip on the 4th of July. I don't know if Heather will be. come on. I knew you were going somewhere. Yeah. So we won't be here next week because it is a national holiday, but we will be back in 2 weeks. So we wish you all a very blessed and happy, enjoyable 4th of July, watching fireworks wherever you are. Mark in Vermont with his beloved, and me in New York with Macy's. And I don't know where Heather will be.
No.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. So wishing everybody fun. Bye, Ann from New York, or from Florida. Temporary vacation home.
Okay.
You're off. Okay. Bye, everybody. Take care.
Bye now.